This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good afternoon. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. I'm your host, Luis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, in the brand new Gas Digital Studios here in the East Village, New York City. Guys, welcome to the show. It is our special Christmas edition, hanging in the studio, Zach Amico.
Hey, buddy, Merry Christmas.
What up, Nyoka?
Oh, I'm excited. I love
this studio. If I add a Y and a K into that word, I feel like that's completely okay.
It levels it up.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. Chris Scopo's here.
What's up, buddy? How you
doing? What up, motherfucker?
Merry Christmas.
And for the first time on the show, very excited about this. Very excited. Recently falling in love with this girl as a human being. Not like actually like sexually. I just mean like as a human being. Like hanging out with her. Fun attitude. Ball busty chick. Very funny comedian. Ladies and gentlemen, Micah Fox. Micah Fox.
Yay. Hello. Hi.
What the fuck was that?
Hi, fuck you, Lois. Hey,
you're
thanks for having me.
You all fucking, that was a nice intro.
That was beautiful. I was like taken over by it. And I think I'm falling in love with you, but for real.
Nice. We're going to just hang. What, Maddie? What, Maddie? Oh, yeah, you guys just come a little closer together, guys, so we can get you guys on camera. There we go.
Neither one of you smells.
And I got to say, look, I don't mean to suck my own dick here, and I won't do this too much on the show.
You do it.
This is the new segment on the show. Luis J. Gomez sucking his own dick. Literally, it's just me making grunting sounds. No, I got to say, the studio, it really is coming together.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's starting to fucking look beautiful. Okay.
Level six.
Really? It was level three last week.
Level three. The table bumps it up three more levels.
We got the brand new table in here. We got the camera configuration isn't exactly what we're looking for just yet. You two got to come just a little bit closer. I apologize.
Want to hold hands?
Yeah, because that three shot, he's going to
see if
make
you can rub some funny on Scopo. Yeah.
I think it'll like fall off like water repellent.
So listen to me, man. I'm excited. Me and Ralph are doing really, really big stuff. I believe the first week of January, we're going to have the website officially up. Lots of new announcements coming up over the course of the next couple months with Gas Digital. Right after this, guys, also make sure you go check out Part of the Problem over on Dave Smith's YouTube channel, which is going to be happening directly after this broadcast, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, I'll take this time before we even get into the show, go to our iTunes page right now, leave us a 5-star review, leave us some positive comments, tell your fucking friends about the Real Ass Podcast, because we're taking over the airwaves.
We're doing it. We're doing it.
Thanks for cheerleading me, guys. I really appreciate that. All right. So, look. Great show today. It's our Christmas show. Now, Micah, you're a Jew.
Allegedly.
You are, right?
Who's listening?
That was part of the problem. That was part of the reason I had
That's
you here.
That's part of the problem. It's the big problem.
The reason I invited a Jew onto the Christmas show is because we want
Grinch?
We want to get the perspective of
we
other people.
We prefer Juden.
As well. Juden.
Yes.
Okay, we're having Judens on the show today because I always thought it was very interesting because the way that I see Jewish people, your culture, we don't embrace at all. Like we don't sing fucking Hanukkah songs. We don't do anything like your holidays just aren't fun.
I think Jews want to be left alone though. They want themselves to do their own shit.
No, they don't want us to do it. But
yeah,
Catholics and Christians like we're
like spread the cheer. Let's hang out.
I have no problem with you having a Christmas tree in your house. Do you have one?
No.
Okay, but you should. This is what I'm saying.
Do you have a menorah?
No, I don't celebrate any holidays.
You celebrate no holidays?
No.
That is really unfun.
I celebrate every day the holiday of being alive.
Okay. That's a very good point. You don't really need to start celebrating holidays if every day
there's 6 million Jews that can't do that.
Yeah.
At least.
All right. So you don't celebrate anything. Did you celebrate Hanukkah and stuff growing up?
Yeah. We did all that Jew shit.
Okay. So, and then you just said, fuck it. I'm not doing any of that stuff anymore.
No. The second my mom got arrested, I was like, no one's going to make me do this anymore.
Wait, your mom got arrested?
Anyway, that's a story for another day. Yeah.
No. Right. This is the Real Ass Podcast. This is a story for this show. How'd your mom get arrested?
She was being violent as fuck, and they pulled her out. Pulled her out.
Wait.
Like a bad apple.
Of like your house? Like pulled her out? You were violent in your house?
Yeah. And then that left us to be like lawless Jewish people.
So you just stopped. You stopped doing all the Jew stuff then.
We didn't just stop doing Jew stuff. We stopped doing like everything: grocery shopping, curfew, the whole thing. It was great.
So you hold on.
How old were you?
This is too much information.
This is a lot coming all at once. So your mom was arrested for being a violent mom.
Yeah. So like not towards like the kids, like to my dad and stuff.
Oh, so your mom and dad went through some shit.
Right.
They, okay. So, and your mom got arrested for beating up your dad.
Yeah.
Okay, your dad's a pussy. That's pussy. All I'm hearing.
I was going to say.
Your dad should, I'm looking at you. You're a petite woman. I feel like he should have been able to handle your mom.
Technically, he could have, but if he had, I'm sure if he had fought back, he would like still be in jail.
You don't have to fight back. You just got to smush their face into the pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that's like, she's the one who called the cops that night.
She called the cops, and so it backfired in her face.
Right.
But look how good we are to our guests. We bring you a cup of coffee. We bring you water.
Oh my God. Where is this like 5 minutes ago? I wouldn't have talked about my mom getting arrested.
Yeah, this is an amazing Christmas story, because most of the time when you think about Christmas,
happiness,
you think about happiness, togetherness, families coming together.
Yeah.
Your family completely falls apart.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
This was in, you know, I was in high school.
You were in high school. Mm-hmm. And your mom, when she got taken out of the house, was she gone forever?
I mean, she was only like, you know, it was like one of those things, locked up for the night, you know, cool down, motherfucker, that kind of shit. But she did not come back.
So she could have come back. She just
no. She tapped
out early.
Cut her losses.
Yeah, she's like, I'm good here. Let's go.
Yeah, that was the inception for a sweet 8-year divorce.
Okay, that's
took 8 years to get divorced.
Yeah,
and ooh. Then okay, so then your dad ended up raising you.
Well, yeah.
And that's why you wear hats like that.
Well, he had terrible taste. I think I'd like to take credit for this myself.
Mike, I do love you. And she's a really funny chick. And you're
I love how you're convincing them now. You're like, oh,
No. This is a great story. You're really funny and you're really cute, but she does wear shitty hats. I see this happen a lot with you. You're like, I'm just telling you, it's just not a fucking hot hat.
This is a heavy day for me. This isn't a hot hat, you know.
It's not a hot hat.
I have a very good friend who's desperate to get her hands on this hat. I even took her to the place where I bought it, and she was upset we couldn't find another one.
What does she do for a living? Does she train lions?
No, she's a comedian. You may have heard of her, Karen Feehan.
Karen Feehan. The Feehan fiends out there are going nuts right now. They're literally just now.
Which is weird, because usually she has trains run on her. She doesn't conduct them.
I saw that coming. I was like waiting for it a mile away.
Hey, you tell the joke.
Yeah.
So, and I am just fucking with you, but it's not your conventional like, hey, I'm like a hot chick. I'm gonna wear like a cute hat. It is kind of a dykey hat.
Yeah, this is no blossom hat. I like a dykey attire.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. I don't want to get hit on.
Were you a tomboy?
Maybe. I mean, I think I was like, I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. But yeah. I wasn't very athletic. No, I was just kind of like. But there's a different. I mean, you know, I wasn't a girly girl. I didn't pink or bows. You know.
Yeah, yeah. No, like I just find it very interesting. You say you don't want to be hit on.
Not like all the time. You know, like not just walking.
You don't
want to
walk down the street and get hit on, so you'll play it down.
Yeah, I mean, but, I like this hat.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah.
So you're
gonna dress like a gross animal, is what I'm saying. No.
Right.
But
well, you should have seen me digging through your trash outside.
when you play it down, doesn't mean guys aren't gonna hit on you. Guys are still gonna hit on you, but it's gonna be a less quality guy that's gonna hit on you.
That's so your opinion.
Wouldn't you wanna play it up as much as possible? And then at least the guys that are gonna hit on you are gonna be hot dudes.
I don't want hot dudes. That is a strange presumption.
Men.
I want a raccoon who's fighting for a piece of pizza on the street.
Okay. Okay.
You just name Lewis a spirit animal. Yeah.
All right. So
I'm going to fuck your spirit animal.
You stopped celebrating holidays after your mom left, and your dad was just not a religious dude.
He just didn't
give a shit. Okay. So this is good. I like that. I need a little backstory because we don't know each other that well. We just know each other from the close friendship that we're forming at comedy clubs every night when we hang out.
That's right. And most people actually don't know about my mom getting arrested. It was very random that I brought it up. I just woke up.
No, hey, it's fine. She fucking texted me at 11:55. I've been texting her all morning. I've been calling her all morning. I've been Facebooking her all morning. Hey, are you coming? I talked to her a few days ago. I was like, hey, come on the show. She was like, oh, I'd love to. I told her where it was, told her when it was. I specifically told her the address. Not even like just didn't tell her the neighborhood. Nothing. I was like, all right, this bitch isn't coming. I literally cut you out of my life as a human being. I said this. I was like, I'm never going to look her in the fucking face again. She's showing up.
I would like to note that Lewis wants accolades for telling you of the address of the place he wanted you to go to.
I don't want to be but in my defense, he told me this slurring through drunken words, practically falling over.
I don't drink either.
I was, sorry.
This was obviously later in Lewis's step.
Theater of the mind.
You must have been very tired that night. You were showing signs of sleep deprivation. And so I wasn't even completely sure it was an actual request for me to come on the podcast. You know,
what?
Yeah.
Okay, what? Either way, at 11:55, she goes, where and when? And the show starts at noon.
But I did not know that.
Yeah, you did know that. And not only that, I've been tweeting it. I tagged you in the fucking tweet. There's so many reasons that you should know
I
it.
Get tagged in tweets so much.
Oh, I see. What happened with Twitter? You took over somebody's Twitter. Who was it? It was
Tig Notaro.
Tig Notaro. She lets her friends take over.
Nah, she doesn't. I never met that bitch.
You never met her and she let you take over Twitter?
Yeah. No, she has like people run that for her. She's probably never seen her own Twitter account. She doesn't give a fuck.
She just lets comics.
Here I am just typing a tweet with both my tits.
I told everyone her cancer was just a fake plea for sympathy.
That was so funny. Because you get to tweet as her. So what was the tweet? It was actually fucking really funny.
Something like, I faked cancer for sympathy. Sorry, everybody.
It was great. It was really funny. I want to take over Tig Notaro's Twitter for a day.
Let's start a Kickstarter. Yeah.
How do we do that? How did you get hooked up with taking over her Twitter?
I was approached by the people that run it. I don't know them either.
Can you recommend me?
I guess I could. Oh, I think the best way to do it is see who's running it now, today.
No. I want you to recommend me, Micah. I'm not going to go do more work. I'm doing the work right now. I have a personal relationship with you where you're second or third in line to my best friends.
Right. All right? Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's you're getting up sad. There by the second, okay? And I would like you to give me a recommendation to taking to our people. I think I do a great job on her Twitter.
I believe you would. Yeah, I'll make a recommendation.
Thank you. Don't do it. You'll probably...
What do you want to say? What do you think hasn't been covered?
I don't know, but I think I could have fun with it.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I think that's a brilliant like marketing tool to get fucking people going to your Twitter, because what happens is all of your fans end up going and following the thing.
I got so her like 500 followers that day.
She's reverse fucking the world. She's like doing some weird shit because you think like, oh, I'm going to get a bunch of Twitter followers. But no, nobody's going to.
I got like 50. She got 500.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is actually brilliant. Tig Notaro, you know what? Real ass dude of the week. Tig Notaro, guys.
He's a real ass dude.
Tig Notaro, crushing it.
Real ass dude.
Real ass dude of the week. You don't got to be a fucking man to be the real ass dude. You just got to be the man.
I didn't even realize the song. You don't even say, you guys says he. Yeah. Not even like the person. No. You put he's the real ass dude.
That was originally written about me.
Oh, okay.
It was originally my theme song. Maybe you don't know.
Is your walkout music?
I have theme songs. I'm a human being and I have walkout music. Nobody else does that.
No.
Breaking.
There's probably no reason for that.
No. Have you ever done that? I'll show up at a birthday party and my entrance music will kick in.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You're still performing at birthday parties?
It's pretty awesome. No. Just showing up. It's a friend.
Right. He doesn't even get to perform at his son's birthday.
Oh. You're a piece of shit. That's so true this year. So look, we're here the day before Christmas. Christmas Eve here at Gas Digital Studios in the East Village. I'm very excited. I'm going to go home after this. I'm baking cookies with my son. It's my cheat day. I'm fucking eating like 150,000 cookies today. It's going to be a lot of fun. Here's the thing, though. We're all comedians, okay? I'll pull the curtain aside. I'm not one of these assholes. I don't need to pretend that everyone in the room is a fucking millionaire, okay? Here's the truth. We're not rich. We're not a bunch of rich comedians. And I was going to originally say, hey, guys, we should all buy each other gifts and exchange them on the show. But there's no way. I'm not going to take... That would be literally taking away a gift from my son or my niece and giving it to you people. And I barely like you. Not you, Micah. You're one of my best friends. Maybe my best friend even.
Thank you.
Okay?
I mean, you're welcome.
Yeah. So... What we're the idea today, because the truth of the matter is giving is just all about the thought anyway. I thought we can just mentally give each other gifts. We'll give $100 limit on what you could give, and we could do like a Secret Santa thing, but there's just no actual gift.
I like it.
That's better, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Isn't that better than actually having a gift? Because it's the thought, and now I get to really use my imagination.
Yeah, tell that to a lot of poor kids, and maybe they'll have a nicer Christmas.
That's actually a good idea. Why are we even wasting our resources?
Toys for Tots, fuck them. Just imagine it.
Instead of having that, why don't you
Thoughts have for Tots.
Yeah.
A counselor go in and just have a conversation with these kids and explain to them why they should be thankful for the things they do have.
Now, have you planned how you're going to spend your lottery winnings, Timmy?
shit. Are you going to give me $100 worth of lottery tickets? Of imaginary lottery tickets? Yeah. But here's the thing. We wouldn't get every... We got to keep it a little bit realistic. We wouldn't get everybody in the room a gift. So I think we should have to each get one other person. I want to give Micah a gift. I really do.
Great.
So how does the Secret Santa even work?
You're supposed to draw
you
names.
You would draw names, and then you get one, and then you...
Hypothetically, let's say you drew Micah.
All right, no. Well, let's actually do it. Maddie, can you draw, put everyone's names on a thing? Can you do it with an uneven amount of people, or Maddie doesn't get a gift?
Maddie doesn't get a gift.
Maddie's on the side over there.
You're
relax.
Not even going to get a fucking imaginary gift. That's how much you stink at your job.
I hate you.
Hold on, you know what? Maddie, if you don't fuck up the MMA segment today, we're going to give you an imaginary gift at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
See? Big stuff happening here at Gaz Digital, guys. You know what? Maddie, you just got an imaginary raise in the new year. So put everyone's names on a piece of paper, and then we'll draw, and we'll do a Secret Santa, and we have a $100 limit. But if it's imaginary, why not even make it a $1,000 limit?
How about a $1 million limit?
Don't be a fucking idiot,
Scott. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My imagination got to me.
Don't be an asshole.
$1 million? You're really dumb. No, all right, how about a $500 limit? I think that's a... If we were all...
It doesn't matter what your limit is. I know your gift...
All right, if it's fucking Louis C.K., Bill Burr, and I'm trying to think of other successful fucking... Amy Schumer, millionaire comedians, how much would they spend on a Secret Santa? Probably like $500, right?
No, with each other? Between comics?
If they were doing a podcast, the most successful comedians in the world, they have millions of dollars, they're fucking killing it, they're on top of their game right now, what do you think their amount would be?
None of them would show up because they don't need a podcast to promote their careers.
God damn it. That's so true. That's so true. Maddie, are you working on getting Louis C.K. on the show? I've asked you about this before.
Yeah, he won't return my calls.
Can you please figure it out, dude?
Sure.
That would be really cool if we got Louis C.K. He would just fucking... For no reason.
Yeah. It's Friday. I want to hang out with some people.
That's the thing. The projects I give our people. I was like, get Louis on the show. That's a legitimate project I'm giving Maddie, because we're going to get Louis C.K.
Why don't we go Seinfeld, too? You think Seinfeld will come on here?
Every time you go too far.
What, Seinfeld wouldn't come on the show?
Terrible ideas.
He wouldn't come on the show. You think Louis would come on, but he wouldn't?
All right, Maddie, while you're doing that, let's answer some questions while you're making the piece of paper, because he is borderline retarded, and he's just drawing one letter at a time, slowly.
Yeah, that's how you write, one letter at a time.
Which side of the border is he on?
Can you just...
Give me a fucking answer.
I turned it down a little, Maddie. Just a little bit. Yeah, you can cut out another two of those give me an answers. It's still really long.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. All right, just some questions, some real-ass questions in the Christmas holiday spirit. I here's the thing we do on the show, Micah. We're very open. We're an open book here in the Real-Ass Podcast. You ask us questions, we try to answer them every time openly and honestly.
Very true.
Fact. We don't hide things on the show. That's the idea of the show. People ask me what the theme of the show is. Being real-ass.
Yeah.
So, and you can jump in at any time.
Oh, so they ask the questions.
Yeah, no, they ask the questions.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. Justin Klinko wants to know, and everyone can answer this, are you on the naughty or the nice list this year? Chris Scopo?
I don't know. Middle of both? I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Scopo has never been on a list.
I don't
know
lists. I don't like lists, you know? Naughty? I don't know. I'm a good fucking person.
Good improv, Scopo. Just saying. I don't know.
Fuck this guy, that
again.
Question. Naughty or nice list? What am I, 12?
Mike, are you on the naughty or nice list?
Fuck yourself.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a moral binary. You know what I mean? Grow up. Humans are complicated.
I'm a fucking adult. How about that? Seticos isn't real. You fucking loser.
It's a very real answer. I gotta be honest. It was a real ass answer. She said the same thing as you, but
just
she did,
better. Just better. I realized it, okay?
Substantially better than you.
But fuck this guy.
Naughty or nice list?
Zach.
As per what I've revealed on podcasts this year, nice list. Haven't fucked up my relationship on a podcast this year.
Yeah.
Nice list.
You've been doing nothing but good stuff.
Nice list.
Yeah. I think I've been on the nice list too. I gotta be honest with you. I think now in my life, I am finally... I feel like I'm living a very honest, open life. Sure, my life's falling apart, but I still feel like I'm a better person today than I was a year ago, overall. And I think that's the case year after year after year, and I think that's very important for the real ass dude to get better as a human.
Sure. I'm running a list of all the people who could incrementally get better and still never make it to a nice list. Stalin.
He can't make it to the human list.
Right. This is a little rattlesnack over here.
Oh, shit. Let's see. Justin Hool wants to know, at what age will you tell your son that Santa isn't real? Ooh. That's a good question right there. I don't know, man. I would say if my son still believes in Santa at, like, 9, I'm going to have to be like,
he's a loser?
Yeah, don't be a fucking idiot. They're going to start calling you names at school. Come on.
Yeah.
But you set him up for that.
Why?
Why don't you be a real-ass dad and tell him the truth about shit now?
Are you kidding me? You got to see the magic in this kid's eyes. When
Micah, you want to ruin his childhood? The kid's too.
That magic is confusion. You'll see the same look in a retard's eyes.
Who's the most famous person you've ever met in your entire life?
I don't know, Tom Hanks.
Okay. I mean, are you a fan of Tom Hanks?
I was at the time, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know that feeling that you felt and that look on your face like, holy fuck, it's Tom Hanks? Imagine that 20 fucking times. Imagine Tom Hanks knew magic and could deliver you toys. That's what my kid felt.
What do you think You've Got Mail is?
He did work for FedEx on Castaway, too.
All right. I think
Scopo with the logical points.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else is going on? I don't want to ask this. The same people asking questions over and over again. Andrew Palua wants to know, would you eat a cat? It's for the Jewish girl in the room, I think.
Have and will again.
Okay. Sam Tokazerk wants to know, what's the best Chris Tinkle album? I don't know. You know what, dude? I've listened to both albums, and I'm subscribed to Tinkle Station on Pandora. I think I would assume that his second album is a better album. I couldn't tell you which one is which. I was like listening to tracks of both, like randomly jumping back and forth. Tinkle is an under the radar fucking beast of a comic. People don't even realize how good Tinkle is. I'm gonna be honest with you. You gotta watch Tinkle perform for an hour. You gotta watch him headline, and you're gonna really understand how funny that guy is. He's a really fucking funny guy.
Whichever album, and I apologize, this is my favorite bit. He does the phone operator for deaf people.
It's a great, great bit, dude.
It's such a well thought out, well structured bit. I believe it's on the album where he's like sitting in the hotel room hallway on the floor with the bottle. That I can't remember.
That's the new one.
It's really funny.
I think. I don't know.
Yeah, they're both great, and you know, go Tinkle's buy them both. Brilliant.
Go buy them both, guys. Tinkle's a great comic, man, and I'm glad that he can make it here 1/3 of the time. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Erickson wants to know, any luck getting dates with dudes on the street? Real ass contest, you versus Zach, who gets the most phone numbers? Yesterday, as I was waiting for my son to meet me to go do a little bit of shopping at Kmart, you know, for me, I run the Gas Digital Network, Real Ass Podcast, produce the Legion of Skanks podcast. I'm always busy, always have a production mind, but a lot of people don't know. On Periscope, I run the Lewiscope Network, which is a series of shows that are under the umbrella of Lewiscope, #LewiscopeNetwork, guys. And my new show, it's called Picking Up Dudes. And I just, as I'm killing time, I just asked dudes for their phone number. And I made a Hispanic man very uncomfortable yesterday. I mean, when you could see,
was he the ghost of your father?
Dude, I saw in his fucking eyes, like just the, like literally like he was thinking about, should I hit him or should I leave? And if you could see that, you realize that that's a dangerous game, but it makes for great periscoping.
Yeah, yeah, it ruins families.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what, dude? Maybe I'll get stabbed to death.
Yeah, too late.
Thanks, Zach. Jorge Negron wants to know, I feel like that's a white guy that is really racist, and he just gave himself a half black, half Hispanic name. Why aren't you on YKWD as much anymore? I am. I've been on twice in the past month. Zach's on now.
Yeah, he's bringing it back.
Yeah, he got to get me and Zach on together.
Yeah, that's when the fire will happen.
You know what? Tweet at Chris Scopo and ask Chris Scopo why I'm not on it anymore.
You were on the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what, Micah? As I'm becoming more in love with you as a person, I'm also falling more in love with your hat.
Be careful. Soon you'll be just in love with the hat.
I'm starting to get... Can I just have your hat?
It's hiding a lot of problems right now. But yeah.
Is your hair shitty right now?
I straight ran right out of bed.
Here's the thing, Micah, I don't want to keep on coming back to your physical appearance, but I mean, let's get real here. This is the entertainment industry. Physical appearance matters. Very cute chick. I said you were coming on. Scopo's immediate reaction was like, yeah, fucking Mike Fox, hot.
Mike's hot.
Really?
Yeah. Scopo. Right.
Anybody else think that, though?
It's just Zach left in the room, really? Are you trying to fish for a compliment from
Sup, Zach?
This monster?
Me thinking you're hot is not a good thing for you.
Oh. All right. Thanks, Scopo.
Oh, shit, dude. Would you ever get into a guy like Scopo, or is he too preppy for you? I feel like you need more of like an artsy nerd.
You know what? I like street trash. You know what I mean?
The raccoons in the garbage. So Zach, by the way, Zach.
Zach is closer to, no offense.
No, it's fine.
Yeah. Street trash.
I was actually describing you verbatim.
I'm fine with
but
that.
But like they have so little faith in your.
They underestimate me.
Right, I know.
Zach, and by the way,
he is radiating sex right
now. Yeah.
Something about me.
No, he just
the smudge on the glasses is
smells like smegma.
Yeah. That's smudge is so nice.
Zach, here's the thing. Zach, I talked to Karen about this. She's like, yeah, Zach, like, you know, he's like really funny. He can kind of get it. And I'm like, what's going on right now in the world? That's you.
Lewis just thinks about all the sit-ups and push-ups and dieting.
Lewis is training and Zach is drinking 40s at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I'm eating cookies today and I'm acting like it's a fucking, like it's the greatest thing on earth because I'm not going to be able to eat another cookie until the end of January. All right. And you just fucking, nothing. You don't even have, you're wearing shitty broken glasses. You don't even have.
I'm a mess.
You're not even like wearing like stylistic versions of what you are. You're like a dirty version of what you are.
It's just, it works, man.
He does have the Amish beard. You have the Amish beard. Your beard has never grown in either.
Nope.
It's like that fucking vagina hair that you have.
You get laid on the reg, dude? You're getting laid all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you lost weight? Because you do look like you lost a little bit of weight.
A little bit.
We need to get.
I'm switching over, starting in.
Oh wait, we have a scale. January. Maddie, get the scale.
No, I want to do that at the beginning of the year next year.
Why?
Because that's going to be a thing.
No.
He's going to go hard the next week and a half.
This is going to be I'm planning for it.
Well, that's actually smarter because here's the thing, Karen. Fans hashtag that. She said if Zach loses $20, 20 pounds, 20 pounds. Sorry, she would give a hand job.
20 pounds, it's it?
It's 25 now, because I insulted her a few times.
Right, okay.
25 pounds, he gets a handjob. Here's the thing that Karen doesn't...
It's like a win-win.
Because Karen is...
Karen doesn't also realize that if I stop drinking beer for a week and a half, I'm going to lose 30.
When you're fucking 270 pounds of fucking monster sludge, it's not that difficult to lose weight. If he just commits 5 days to just eating right...
Not drinking.
Not even exercising. Just
if I wear
drinking.
A second sweatshirt for like 3 days, I'm going to take off 10.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you right now, she's fucking up here.
She's going to jerk him off.
Karen's 100, Karen's 100 pounds, so she doesn't get... She's like, mm-hmm. I'm like, well, for me to lose a pound, I have to like diet and do yoga for a month straight. No, that's not the way it is for this fucking monster. Okay, she's going to jerk him off on this show. We're not going to point the cameras at his dick, but you're going to see her shoulder going, and you're going to see Zach's shitty face.
I'm so jealous of Karen right now.
I know. You can just jerk him off. It's fine.
No. I'm jealous of Karen.
It's okay. You can just jerk him off.
No. I would, you know, I never knew he'd bet, you know.
All right, so this is our Secret Santa. How many names are in here? Maddie, is it five names?
No, it's just you four.
Okay, well, I think if we have five names, wouldn't technically everyone get a gift?
Yeah, technically five people, five gifts.
You can have as many. It doesn't.
It's imaginary. We can have as many gifts as we want. What are you talking about?
But then we got to imagine giving Maddie a gift, though. What are we going to get him?
We're going to... No, somebody's going to get Maddie, and Maddie's going to get somebody. But Maddie's budget can only be
$30. But I wouldn't know what to get Maddie. I would have no idea.
Well, that's the idea. Hopefully you don't get him. Put your name
I got myself in my family's... fucking Secret Santa this year.
Really? And what's the
dude. How much does your family not love each other that like, all right, we got a one gift limit on each other?
Yeah, I don't know. I just fucking, I don't know. That's a good question.
That's funny. Like each other. So what are you buying yourself?
Nothing. I'm done with Christmas for adults.
Yeah.
Shut it's up, older. Jew.
Nah, I'm anti all holiday. Why spend money on someone else when you could spend it on yourself?
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, has anybody ever made the connection? Was he just Jewish? Was that like a Jewish character? That we just didn't even think about.
He had a big nose.
No, he didn't. He had no nose.
He had no nose?
Yeah, the Grinch, he was like flat nose.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He had the Michael Jackson nose.
Yeah.
But he did have all the wealth.
Yes, he did.
He had the nicest and house in town looking estate. Over the rest of them. Those Aryan fucking hooves.
Just looking down on him.
a greenish hue to his skin. That's Joey, right?
Sure.
So, all right, Maddie. Mix him up. Bring him over here. You pick a name first. All right, Maddie. All right, Maddie. You get a $30 limit to spend. Everyone else gets a $500 limit. Because in this imaginary world, you're still really unsuccessful.
Wait, I get a $30 gift. Or you could spend
only,
a 30.
You only spend 30.
Oh, so it's very realistic.
Got to be good.
I hope.
Get Scopes.
God, I want Scopos so bad.
I want Zach too.
All right, guys.
This is more shit.
Who is it?
I got myself.
You got yourself? Well, that's it. $500 limit.
You're not supposed to.
I got
to
myself, too.
You're supposed to put your name. Why am I the only person who knows how to do Christmas?
Oh, my God.
You put your name back in the thing if you,
okay.
If you get it.
You are supposed to
wait,
do that.
Wait, we just have to. Did you get yourself, too?
Well, but now you guys know it's each other. It doesn't matter because we're about to reveal anyway.
Oh, it doesn't matter. We got each other now. Okay. We're switching each other. I didn't know that. How do you know? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Because
how do you know these Christmas games?
Because I'm a Jew and we have high functioning logic.
Okay.
It's very true. That's a good point.
This is a little crazy. All right, who do you have, Zach?
I have Micah.
You have Micah? All right, Micah, who do you have?
Zach.
Perfect. And Maddie, who do you have?
I got myself.
Maddie. Of course. Maddie, you're supposed to put
I
yourself.
I swear to God, I swear.
Maddie, you're supposed to put
up.
Yourself back in.
I didn't.
No, put your.
You say putting, that like I didn't just
I came back
to
and
play.
Sat down.
Guys, listen, I've done this before. You have to put your name back in if you pick your own name out. Now we're going to swirl it around. Go ahead. Chris, who'd you get?
Oh.
I got Scopo.
I got Maddie.
I got all right. Cool. I got what Scopo, it? And you got me, man. I got a $30 fucking gift. I put the most work into this show, and I'm the one who ends up with a $30 gift. Of course.
Oh, he had a $30 gift.
But it's no, the
to buy me a $30 gift.
Oh, okay.
I'm spending $500 on you.
I had a good gift for you too. Never gonna get it now.
What was it gonna be? No, don't even tell me. I don't know. I don't want to know. Now I'm gonna be disappointed.
I'm gonna tell you anyway.
What is it?
$500 worth of weed and Adderall.
Man, that was such a
that's
good gift.
Such a good imaginary gift.
An ounce of weed and then like fucking 20 Adderalls?
Yeah.
What a fucking.
That would have
what a weekend I would have had.
7 days.
I would have been killing it at Foxwoods. Man, I want that to be my gift. What, Maddie, what are you going to buy me? And tell me $30 worth of weed and Adderall. I'm going to hit you in your face.
I am going
to
kind of steal Scopo's idea, but I would get you.
This is why you're not on a real mic. Maybe.
I would get you a vape pen.
You give me a vape pen?
Yeah, because it's about around there, yeah.
I think I'd stop getting arrested in public.
I would throw it into the bucket of two other vape pens that I have that I don't use. Oh, shitty why? Gift.
Yeah, all right.
You can't even give a good imaginary
this
gift.
This gift stinks. A vape pen?
I was going to give Zach a $500 gift certificate to Sephora.
Listen to me.
Gift certificate to Sephora. I would have killed it, yeah.
Here's the problem, Scopo.
My imaginary gift thing is fucking brilliant.
Here's the problem with Scopo, right? When there's pressure on him, when he's supposed to do well,
stutter.
He stinks and stutters.
Right.
Yeah.
But then now that these aren't the things that he has to do, his mind is just firing off.
I'm like fucking Rain Man at this point.
Okay.
Killing
it. So who do you actually have?
I have Maddie.
So what are you going to make? He's $500. Maddie, who fucks up the show basically week after week after week, he...
Maybe podcasting lessons?
That's actually pretty good.
Say a gun and one bullet. It's either him or Lewis that's going. Either way, our life's a lot easier.
So podcasting lessons is pretty
maybe
good.
I give him a weekend with Bobby Kelly.
Can you do me a favor? Can you buy the podcasting lessons from me so then I end up getting...
No, I have to go to I have to go to the originator, money, Bobby Kelly, and then he has to teach him.
You're a fucking asshole. Zach, who'd you get? You got Micah?
I got Micah. Judging by the hat, I'm going with H&M gift card.
Oh, yes. All right. Mm-hmm. So middling tastes for a middling girl.
Exactly.
I appreciate it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And all right. So yeah, go Micah.
So I have Zach, and I would get you $500 worth of cookies.
I'll take it.
So I can keep you all to myself and Kara can't have any.
All right.
Fuck you, Fian.
You're never losing fuck 20 pounds. Amiga's, I don't give a fuck how easy it is.
Amiga's a hot commodity.
That Prince Albert's all to me.
I think it's really funny. We're going to have girls fighting, like hot girls fighting over Zach.
Over who gets to give a nasty HJ. Like, not even.
Me and Lewis go to the gym and work out. We're just sitting here like, what the fuck is going on?
Brad's fighting over who wants to jerk off this pig.
It's going to smell like broken dreams and grease.
Wait, if you gain 20 pounds, do you have to finger Karen? Or what? How does that work? Nah, it's all a win for you. All
right, and then I got Chris Scopo. What do you give a man who has
nothing?
Everything. You know what I would do, Scopo? I really mean this. I would get you a $500 gift card to Shell gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, you never ask me for gas money again when you drive me home after the podcasts.
Cool. Okay. I've never once asked you for gas money after the podcast.
You've
by the
complained
way.
About it though. I've that never I don't, complained. That I don't offer. That
no,
I don't
it's
offer
no. I complained
money.
About it on when we go on road trips.
Well, I just
because you'll be like, hey, here's like $10. Is that good?
Like, but I feel no. like no. But I feel like my presence is payment enough.
Oh, yeah. You screaming.
That's what happened with Mike Feeney.
On the phone.
I invited Mike Feeney on a road gig. We're doing one. Mike Feeney's great. He's going to come on this podcast one day as well. But it's this benefit I did, or I got asked to do. And Soder's going to headline. I'm going to middle. And Mike Feeney, I asked him if he could drive out to this thing and open. So I offered him $300. I mean, it's a pretty easy gig. He's going to do 10 minutes at a benefit. These people are going to be pumped to fucking football guys or whatever. Going to be such an easy gig. And this motherfucker, he's like, yeah, dude, does that include gas and toll money? And I'm just kind of like, Feeney, you know, why don't you just wait till we offer you gas and toll money? So I said, no, go fuck yourself. And the point that I made, I was like, Scopo would have done it for $50 and a high five.
Yep.
In a heartbeat.
Heartbeat.
In a
you
heartbeat.
Fucked up on that one.
Maybe not even $50.
No.
Just for the stage time.
25. Had Soda sitting in the front seat. A celebrity? Are you kidding me? Come on.
So, that's it, guys.
You guys should drive around and listen to The Bonfire?
Yeah, God. I'm like, Soda, do voices.
It's a great show, guys. I'm enjoying The Bonfire lately. I gotta
great
be honest
show, yeah.
with you. I can't, I'm a real ass dude. I'll say what it is. Sure, it's killing my dreams, but it's...
God damn it. Ugh. So does really like a baseball team just coming in and taking your
best player.
It's
my favorite show without assault charges.
All right. What else is going on, guys? I had other things to talk about today. Here we go. All right. It is Christmas, and this was actually Zach's idea last week. Because we're celebrating Christmas, in the spirit of Jesus Christ and family, we figured we would share some stories, some sexual stories. Right, Zach?
Yeah, we have a very dirty Christmas.
Very dirty Christmas. And I went a step further. And I said, let's make it very specific, and I think we should share some threesome stories.
That's perfect, because that's all I have.
No, you don't. Do you count your hat as one of the other people in the threesome?
Hey, if it doesn't share.
Because I would. I'd be like, look, if that's staying, you know.
This could do double duty, you know what I mean?
So yeah, I think that's, first of all, a lot of people with threesomes, they think that they're, you hear this from guys a lot, but yeah, dude, threesomes, they're overrated. It's like, no, they're not. No, they're not. I mean, they're pretty awesome. Like, here's the thing. If you think threesomes are overrated, it's because you've only had like one or two threesomes and you just aren't used to the rhythm of doing that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like sex. The first time you have sex, you think sex kind of sucks. You know, you think it's awesome because you fucked and you're like, oh yeah, I lost my virginity. But in reality, when you look at what the sex was, it wasn't good sex. It was really, really bad sex. So when you have a threesome for the first time, it's like fucking the first time you tie your shoes. You just don't know what you're doing. It's slow. It's awkward. It's kind of, but you do it a few times. Yeah, it's way, in my opinion, it's way cooler than just banging one person. I did do a Twitter poll. I'm going to check in this throughout the show as well. I said threesomes, awesome or overrated? This is so close right now. 51% say awesome. 49% say overrated. Split down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Micah, awesome or overrated?
Awesome.
Thank you. Micah,
I thought
knows.
You were going to say Micah. Split down the middle. Was that your threesome?
Zach, awesome or overrated?
Awesome.
Chris, awesome or overrated? Awesome. Say, what's going on here? Where are these overrated people? Maddie, have you ever had a threesome?
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you what were you expecting me to fucking say?
Maybe
there?
I don't know, man. You've been with the same chick for 10 years. I figured you might have had
spice
some sort
it up
of
a little bit.
Some sort of like extra fun. I don't know.
It's just never really, you know, gotten there.
Would she ever do that with you?
Possibly. It's not a definite no.
What?
Yeah.
So how haven't you tried to work it out?
I don't know. I think even for me, it's got to come up naturally. I feel like
otherwise you get yourself that for Secret Santa.
Just watching TV. That's crazy. Two girls, what is that about?
Do you think the wind is going to blow another woman into your bedroom? There's nothing natural about it.
Oh, no, I know.
You got to fucking set it up.
I am on Thrinder.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really? Does your chick know you're on Thrinder?
I think so.
What is Thrinder?
You think so? Come on, man.
Threesome Tinder.
She might. For
oh, really?
She will now.
Yeah.
If she listens to this. I'll tell you when I get home.
That's fucking... That's all right. That's crazy. Yeah, well, that 300 doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
But if you think your chick is willing to have a threesome with you, you should probably try to make that happen, dude.
Yeah, I guess.
Mike, let me ask you a question. You can tell one story here. Is it? I want to hear about your first threesome or your worst. First or worst. I think that's a good new segment, guys. Make a bumper for it. First or worst. And it's just going to be a topic, Maddie.
What is this going to entail?
I don't know. The words first and worst and some sort of fucking fun music.
Yeah, we can do it for drug experiences. All sorts of shit.
First and worst is
that's
the new.
Great. Mm-hmm. This is brilliant.
I invent segments.
I am falling in love with you. You're
got it, Mike.
Brilliant man.
Stop it. Get out of here. Keep it going.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
First and worst.
There's flirting going on over here.
What do you want to tell?
I'll do first.
First. Okay. All right. Good. What happened in your first threesome?
I was home for the Christmas holiday, actually. It was a Christmas story. And
his threesome is a Christmas story, too.
Right?
Great.
Oh, it's a Christmas miracle, guys.
It was my first year of college, and my best friend, who was still in Arizona, had a boyfriend who was like super duper hot and dumb. So it was like perfect threesome fodder. You know?
This is your best friend in college.
No, it's my best friend from high school. So I come home, you know, and so we reconnect with her, and she's been sending me pictures.
So you're 18?
Yeah, I'm 18.
She's young. Experience learning what your body's about.
She's 19. He's, I want to say, 16 or 17.
Oh, he's a boy.
Yeah. So
just a piece of meat.
Ugh.
So my friend is bisexual. She's been sending him pictures of me. He's like, yeah, I'm into it.
What does she look like?
She's Zach. Hot. She's got like bleached out pixie haircut, cute Aryan face. You know what I mean? She's cute.
So she's got a little short. I like the short hair though.
Yeah.
Is she like great body?
She's got a great body. She's, you know, more ass than boobs, but
no, but I like that too. I don't. Here's the thing. I like all different like shapes and sizes. As long as she's like in shape, I don't mind some small boobs.
Right.
Good.
So that's her. And so she's got that bi vibe, right? I'm just like, you know, like, just burgeoning sexually.
You're
so
just
I
wearing
don't
that hat, so they assume that you're just into vagina.
Right. God only knows what I was wearing then. Probably like something with like frog ears. I was obnoxious. And so I know I'm like, the first night I'm in town, I'm like, the three of us are going to hang out. We're just going to see what the fuck is what.
Yeah.
So I go over. He's still living with his mom, you know, because he's just a boy.
He's a boy.
That turn you on even more?
Just a boy with a big dumb dick.
Well, I liked the fact that I was like, I'm in total control, or my friend is at least, of the situation. He's just, you know, this is a thankful to be there situation.
Yeah, and
the cops are coming to get Micah for fucking a child.
is this admissible?
So this kid is he like a cool guy, or is he kind of like? Because here's the thing, I'm assuming, knowing you now, that you weren't like one of the fucking popular cool kids. I'm assuming you're quirky chick now. So I'm assuming that in high school you were probably, you weren't like a cheerleader, no?
No, I was like a loner type in high school, but I was already in college returning. So at this point, you know, I'm like moving on.
But was he like a football player, popular kid, or was he more of like a...
He's more like, I work out in my room and nobody understands me. So he had like a hot body. He was very good looking, but he was still a nerd.
Okay, all right. So about you...
You should understand this.
I got it. I get it. This is my type of guy. Real ass dude.
Right. He's a real ass. Yeah, he would totally... He was later arrested for date rape. He's total real ass dude.
Oh my God.
He probably listens to the show.
We put that real ass dude thing way too early in the segment. That's the real ass dude now.
All right, so he's never had a threesome, or he has?
I'm 16 gonna, I mean I would
16 17
never.
I'm gonna guess not.
That's great,
but I don't know, you know what I mean? Who knows what kids do in school? So
okay,
so I go over there to his mom's house where he's staying. We're up in his parents' room, and it gets to one of these, you know, like juvenile games, like he has like massage oils, and I'm like, oh, who gets a massage? You know, like, you know, wink, wink. And he's like, if you can guess my middle name in 3 tries, you'll get a massage.
Oh my God. Why are we playing these games?
Because we're children.
Your finger in my butt.
I would go with a way easier question than middle name.
If you can guess the day of the week, you can start jerking me off.
What
right
am
now.
I? A boy? Okay, we're good.
How right. great would it be if a girl couldn't guess Lewis's middle initial?
What? All right. So it's like a Rumpelstiltskin version.
It's a Rumpelstiltskin.
Did you make a Rumpelstiltskin joke?
No.
Did you make a Rumpel foreskin joke? Because that's a missed opportunity.
I believe he was circumcised. I'm going to guess the name. And I just go, Richard. And he's like, that's my middle name. Boom. We're done. First guess.
And was it actually his middle name?
It was actually his middle name.
Amazing.
For the rest of the time, we called him Tricky Dick.
Tricky Dick. Like it. Like it.
And so massage starts going, and, you know, like, he lays both me and my friend out. Everybody's like, well, I'm not going to leave your friend out. I'm like, no, no, of course not. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's great.
Yes.
Great, great. So it's like a double massage.
Are you guys, you're not naked right yet now?
No, no, no. But it's like, it's, you know, we're going underclothes, but we're not like fully undressed.
Got it. Okay.
So this is like, you know, a preamble.
Just fucking teenagers, just being kids.
Right, 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 right.
Ah, it's great.
Yeah.
Wait, can I get, I just need some music from like, the 60s or 70s. Burm, dun, dun, burm, like no, not that. Like porn music.
No, no, no. I need... Play music from the night. You know, what was it? Early 2000s. Oh, play like I'm Blue or whatever. That's probably what you're listening to.
I'm Blue in the background.
Now, all right, fine. Yeah, we need a mood. Play on Blue. That's actually a way better idea.
This, because this is probably what was actually playing or something like.
Okay, so this is amazing. So how old are you now? Right now?
Now I'm 34.
Okay, so we're basically the same age. I'll be 34 this year. Perfect. So, all right. So, we're right from the same generation. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. So, this is 2001.
Yeah.
It's right after 9/11. You guys are like, fuck it. We may not live another year.
This was right before the millennial turned. So, it's technically 2000. Yeah. No, 99.
It's pre-9/11.
Right. It was 99. It's my freshman year of college.
So, you wait. All right.
I'm real smart. Okay, let's move on.
Oh, you skipped a grade?
It's fine.
You Jew. There we go. This kid is... All right, so now he's massaging you guys. Right, this is great.
So, but it's like tit for tat. So what? He's got two hands. He's got two girls. Everyone's getting the same action no matter what's happening.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right, right, right. So this is going on, and I haven't... You know, I'm like barely sexual at this point. So this is like one of my first sexual experiences. I like... I'm like... Oh my god, you know, freaking out, like looking over to my friend to see like how she's reacting, seeing if that's like the way to do thing, you know, like just like totally in my head. This was like not about
how many
sex.
Guys have you banged at this point in your life?
Zero. I'm a virgin.
What the fuck? Time out, Micah. Shut the fuck up. Why would you not include that detail?
He's freaking out.
What? You were a virgin and this is your first sexual experience?
Yeah. Go hard or go homeless. You know what I mean?
Yeah. By the way, it sounds weirdly phasing through our headphones. They're getting the music normal. Anyway, go.
Wait, you gotta be nervous as shit, though.
Yeah, that's why I'm like looking over at my friend, but also it's, like it's nice to have a friend there because I'm like, you're guiding me through this sexual experience. It's not just some scary dude I don't know.
Have you
know
blown a guy before?
No.
Yeah, you jerked off a guy before.
This is my first blowjob, is in this story.
Ooh. What?
It's not your first dick, though.
Can I take my pants off? I'm sorry. I'm not being an asshole here, but I'm wearing very tight pants, and my dick is getting hard, and it's making me uncomfortable.
Well, if you take your pants off, you'll make me uncomfortable.
Whatever. One of us has to be uncomfortable, and it's my podcast. All right, fine. You're the guest.
Great.
Keep on going. Go.
So we're fooling around. I've got my friend teaching me how to do sex, basically, on her boyfriend, which I think is like...
Is she instructing you what to do?
Oh, yeah. She's great. She's great. You know what I mean? She's teaching me how to suck a dick. She's finishing him off. I don't even have to take the...
Time out.
This is...
Don't go to finishing off. Here's the thing, right? This is Christmas, right? And I'm going to have to listen to Zach's story next, okay?
Which is horrifying.
Yeah, it's just a nightmare.
And mine's not good either, following that up.
Nothing is good right now, okay? I'm telling you right now, just slow down. Don't finishing him off, what the fuck?
I mean, it's all a little bit of a blur, you know?
Were you drinking? Smoking weed? I'm going to smoke weed right now.
I don't remember. I don't think I started smoking like regularly that year, but I don't know if I was high at that time.
So you guys start getting undressed. Do you and her start kissing?
Maybe, but it was not a very involved, like,
you guys weren't super involved with each other. Right. Okay, that makes sense. You're young. You don't know what's up. So
she probably was. I'm not bisexual, so it wasn't like.
Did she just start did she like take his dick out and she kind of initiated that? How did his dick come out? I need to know this.
This is so long ago, and it's like not really one of those sex things I replay in my head. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are moments...
I'm going to replay this in my head for the rest of my life. This is not one of my go-to things when I don't have porn.
It was all very... Like, there's a sense in which it was very innocent. I know you don't want to hear that.
Did she do the MILF part and come over? Like, you're not sucking that dick right. Give it to me.
Just fucking Aaliyah Janine-ing it?
Oh, yeah. Get over here.
Bombing on stage? What? what? I'm kidding, Aaliyah. You're my friend. I love you, baby. So... Time out. You don't remember how his dick, like, he didn't take his dick out.
I mean, obviously it was out.
You blew him. Did you actually have sex with him?
No.
Okay, so you didn't lose your virginity to this guy.
No.
Did you think about it?
No, I don't think that.
You're like, I'm definitely not going to lose my virginity to this guy.
No. I mean, I didn't plan that either way. I just, you know, this is like my first time even sucking a dick. I don't think I'm like an at fuck during a threesome.
So do you think you did a good job for the first time?
There's no chance in hell. I mean, I think I was conscious about teeth. You know, I was like rudimentary, like pleasantries.
Right.
But I would not say I was some,
you
like.
You didn't know how to use the hands yet. You didn't know anything.
It was all experimental, you know. Yeah. So I don't really remember, but I have to imagine it was not.
You said it was innocent. Did masterful. Did you do the thing where when he came in her mouth, where you guys spit it back and forth into each other's mouths and like played with it?
Yeah, we were like fish fountains.
Oh, good. All right, good. I just have to make that. Please, at least give me that at the end of this story. And yeah, and yeah. So she finished him. Did she have sex with him in front of you?
No.
So you guys just blew him together.
Well, the thing is, we were interrupted.
By mom?
Ah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was like, neither of you know how to do that. Let me show you.
So. Oh, man.
That would make the story so much
better. I almost just made Lewis spit coffee on his computer.
That was great. That was great. Okay. So how'd she interrupt you? What do you mean?
So what happened? So. We blow him or whatever, you know, and then we lean back and he's going to like take care of us now. Right.
Right.
You know? And so I'm leaning back and I hit my head against the radio and it turns the volume up really loud. And at this point it's like 2 or 3 in the morning. And so it's like blast his house. He's got a younger brother in the apartment. He gets up.
Your stupid,
like,
fucking frog hat.
Yeah.
Turn the radio up.
And he screams like, my mom. Right. And that's when me and my friend look at each other like, oh, this is bad for us because we're two older girls taking advantage of this boy in his childhood.
Yeah.
And then the reality snuck in and he, you know, we hear her wake up. And so he like, so then it's just a mad dash to make things look appropriate.
Does the mom know you're there?
She did then.
Okay.
And did she think something was going on?
What do you think? It's 2 a.m. and he's got 2 girls in his bedroom.
Yeah.
So if she didn't think something was going on, she's, you know, protecting herself.
You know, I got to be honest with you. Because I talk about this with my kid. I think if my son was having a threesome with 2 chicks and he was like 17, that wouldn't really bug me. As long as he was doing it like safely.
You?
Well, no, because look, I don't want my kid. Like, I've said this before. It's like, I don't want my kid just tearing down puss. If I found out my kid was having sex with a bunch of different women at 18... I would be like, all right, I kind of failed somewhere. You know, I kind of like, you know, because the truth is typically, and they've done studies on this, if you're fucking a lot and you're really promiscuous, it comes from a place. You're looking for some sort of attention, just typically. I've been very promiscuous in my life, and I know that comes from something else. So I would feel as if I did something wrong if my kid, when he was 17 or 18, was fucking, he banged 100 chicks already, and he's, you know, just... But at the same time, if he was, you know, just happened to have a threesome, I don't know if I'd be mad at him. I'm like, all right, good for him.
Yeah, I don't. There's no way he would have orchestrated that anyway. This was all my friend.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
What is she doing now? She's just fucking pregnant, 5 kids.
No, she's great. She has a boyfriend, long term boyfriend, but they're not going to have kids. She's crushing it in L.A.
Yeah, is she, and she a comic now?
No, but she's very funny. She introduced me to like a lot of what I know about comedy.
Really? Mm-hmm. Can I see a picture of her?
Yeah.
I really want to see, because now I gotta like, I want to get the visual of this.
Yeah.
That's a great fucking first threesome story.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to do shit. He didn't have to eat your shitty 1999 hairy pussies, because you know for a fact you weren't.
That was a goddamn garden.
Yeah, it was a fucking huge whooping.
Oh my god.
A savage garden. It was a savage garden, as they say.
He was like, "All right, mom. After I come, I'm gonna bang on the wall, so I don't have to go down on these two animals. You come up." Got you, son. Merry Christmas.
Oh,
fuck, man.
Oh, God.
Zach and Miko, first or worst? What do you got for me?
Both is the same. The year is 2005. My freshman year of college. I have a girlfriend at the time, and she is a fat girl with weird colored hair.
We know.
She's 17. And my good friend, I used to roadie for a band, and the other roadie lived in Boston, is my buddy James. And James' girlfriend was also a fat girl with tattoos and weird colored hair.
We know.
The two girlfriends start MySpacing each other, like, you're so pretty, because in their head they're like, I'm so pretty. They have a party on Christmas Eve, and by the night before Christmas Eve in Boston.
It's a fat girl party with just Cheetos and fucking...
They go, do you want to come to Boston for our party? Yes.
Absolutely.
Take a bus over, get there, and my girlfriend at the time fucking sucks the second we get there. She's like, I don't want to go to the party. I just want to hang out in this chick's room, and I don't want to see anybody. And I was like, all right, fuck. So I'm just stuck in there with her. We fuck by ourselves, and she won't drink. James gets completely annihilated drunk before the party starts, before people get there.
Mm-hmm.
James and his girlfriend come in. His girlfriend was named Liz. James and Liz come in. James is hammered. I'm in bed. My girlfriend's on top of me. We're fucking. Liz pushes James down on the bed and starts making out with him, and he's too drunk to fuck. My chick's on top of me, and like we're making out, and I look over at Liz, and I slip a hand in, and I start finger banging her while she's on top of her drunk boyfriend.
By the way, that's the best way to describe fingering a fat chick. I slip a hand in, and then I start fingering, because you have to get your hand into that warm, wet pocket of stomach and thigh. And then you put your finger. Yeah. I don't know if you know that about fat chicks.
No, I
do. There's an extra pocket that you get your.
When you reach the warm part, it's not there.
No,
it's not there.
You think you're in? No. You wait. Listen to me. You got to go a little. If you hit the old manor that looks like a scary face, you've gone too far.
Basically, you flip through the folds till you smell shit, then go back one.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, too far.
So wait, you're all in the same bed?
We're all in the same bed.
Is this a twin bed? This is like college.
This is like a big mattress on the ground because they were disgusting. Oh, God.
Yeah, right.
It's one of those fucking huge beds that they have like at fun houses where it looks like you're in a fucking...
We all had to take our shoes off. So I start fingering her. She gives me a look. They fuck. We fuck. The two girls...
Wait, who's they? The drunk guy?
The drunk guy and Liz fuck.
So this is more kind of. This is more of a foursome.
Kind of. So they fuck, we fuck, and then the two girls dyke out. James passes out.
What do you mean? They put on hats like that?
Exactly.
They put on very fashionable. I love these girls.
Come on, let's drink coffee. Yeah.
This is just for Lewis. They put on hats like Martin from Poster Dog.
Yes, perfect. There we go.
So they dyke out, and then like, all right, let's all go back to the party. And my chick's like, hey, don't fuck her. And I'm like, okay, no problem.
Hold on, Zach.
Did she know
for the audio fans, Zach just made his gay face.
Yeah.
That was not a gay face. That's your face. I'm about to be a deviant motherfucker face.
Yes.
Did she not know you were fingering?
She had no idea.
Okay.
So, party's about to start. People are starting to arrive. And my girl at the time is like, I don't want to go to the party. I just want to stay in here all night. I don't want to see people. And I'm getting mad because we came all the way to Boston to hang out with people. And there's people like bands and shit that I want to hang out with. And I'm getting mad, and after like an hour, I'm like, we got to go in there. She's like, fine, we'll go to the party. She walks into the party, lifts up a bottle of vodka, and starts chugging it so that she gets annihilated drunk, and I have to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
That was her revenge for having to see people.
Yeah.
So now she's shit-faced.
Right.
As people are still arriving, she crawls through the party. She had a Santa skirt on with her like vagina hanging out like loose lasagna.
Yeah.
Crawls through the house
still
to go
glistening
puke.
With the Amico.
Exactly. To go puke.
Right.
And I remember this guy who was in a band that I really liked looks at me, didn't know that was my girlfriend. He goes, ugh, can you imagine being the guy that brought her? And I was like, just fucking bumped with my life, right? She pukes for a while, take her back into the bedroom, set her up with a garbage can. I sit with her for a few hours, rub her back while she pukes.
I really do picture like the garbage can that Oscar the Grouch lives in, like one of those fucking metal ones, just a fucking trash bag.
James and Liz come back in. Liz grabs me off the bed. My girlfriend's passed out, and she starts sucking both our dicks. And she was so good. Like, have you ever just seen somebody do something and you're like, this is what you were meant to do in life?
Yeah.
It was like watching Patrice do crowd work. Like, this girl was like, she sucked dicks so good. Like, every time her mouth came off my dick, it made like that sound.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Beautiful.
My girlfriend wakes up, sees this girl blowing me, and does like a movie scream and pass back out. She's woo! And I'm like, all right, the jig is up. She passes out.
The jig is up.
She passes out. James passes out. And it's just me and Liz. And I was like, all right, what do I do here? So I take James's arm and I put it over my girlfriend. And I put them together cuddling.
Yes.
Oh, you fucker.
you weekend at Bernie'd them together and set them up.
I leave with Liz. Now the house is full of people and we can't fuck in the house. We try to fuck on a washing machine. We were too fat and couldn't figure it out. She takes me outside. It's now about.
I keep forgetting how disgusting this is.
It's hard. Yeah. She was a fat girl with little wings tattooed on her back, which is like tragedy and comedy at the same time. It's like those are never going to get you off the ground.
Don't fucking don't spend $200 on wings. Save the $2,000 and get the full size fucking wings, you whale.
Yeah, it's horrible. So she takes me outside. And next to her house, there's like an alleyway with garbage cans. And she immediately clears it out.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yes. She clears it out. I'm not saying she's been fucked on this garbage before, but she certainly knew the positioning that would work best. She bends over.
Her face and some leftovers. Right?
So she's bent over a garbage can. I'm fucking her from behind. It's 2:30.
This is the plot of a G.G. Allin song.
3 o'clock in the morning. Christmas Eve in Camden, Massachusetts now. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking her from behind. I tell her to turn around so I can come on her face because, hey. It's Christmas, and James's roommate comes down the stairs of the house, and there's a wooden fence next to the garbage, so all he sees is me standing holding my dick, and he thinks I'm pissing in the alleyway.
And you kind of are.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. He comes down, hands me a bottle of Jim Beam, I do a shot, and blast a load on this chick's face. He looks down, sees a load on his roommate's girlfriend's face, looks up at me, looks down at her, looks up at me, goes... Hey, it's cool, bro. I was in a frat. Walks into the night with a bottle of Jim Beam. I never see him again. I go back upstairs, take James off
it's
my
a
girlfriend.
Christmas miracle.
Put my arm on her, go to sleep. I wake up the next morning, and I'm alone in the bed. She's in the corner of the room crying and writing a letter. And I'm like, all right, this is what's happening. She hands me the letter, and it was...
It's just a letter P.
I'm so sorry for passing out. Thank you so much for taking care of me and cuddling with me all night. That was so nice of you, and I'm going to make it up to you one day. Perfect. We leave. James is going to walk us to the train. As we're walking out the door, and I think I'm like scot-free, James trips as we're walking out, and he trips over Liz's underwear. He picks it up, looks at the alleyway, looks at the underwear, and he goes, "Motherfucker!" And I'm like, uh-oh. And he goes... I knew Liz was going to get me drunk and make me fuck her on the garbage again. And I went home.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
Jesus Christ, Zach. That was truly a beautiful Christmas story.
Oh, I was going for revolting?
No. It was beautiful. And I think that...
I think there's great points at the end.
Here's what I hope. The show's coming out tomorrow morning for Christmas. I really hope that people listen to this episode with their families as they're like opening up gifts.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this is the episode that brings people together.
Sure. Yeah. Handing her a shot of Jim Beam and then nutting over someone's face. Just spreading Christmas cheer.
And it's just not even a threesome story, really. No, I mean, really. I just don't even like... There was like times where there was multiple people
inside,
having sex.
I was inside one woman and fingering another. I'll count it.
Okay. I guess.
Yeah.
A sneak threesome.
Yeah, I tried to do that once. Me and Dave Smith were having sex with two different women on the same bed. And me and Dave thought it was going to turn into an orgy. So,
have you guys fucked before? You and Dave?
Yeah. Each other?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. Start.
Just audiences.
No, but we started banging these chicks on the same bed. We're literally on the same bed. There's another girl passed out in the other bed, and we thought it was a fucking orgo. So I put my hand over. She's sucking Dave's dick, and I start fingering his chick as she's sucking his dick, and she's getting really into it. And then she looks down and realizes that it's my hand and not Dave's hand. And she was not happy. I mean, it really killed the mood. We ended up fixing it. We didn't have an orgo. It's just
two guys with boners. Like, come on, it's okay. Relax.
At that point, if you're fucking in the same bed,
in
isn't
the
it
same
kind of,
bed,
yeah,
you gotta know what's going on.
I feel like it's not on me. I feel like that's really on her. No, she shouldn't have looked at me like I'm a psycho.
You went for it. She should have been like, no, I'm good, and that's it.
And Dave didn't have a problem with you fingering his chick.
No. Yeah. Me and Dave are animals.
Right.
Yeah. Me and Dave have had a couple.
I've heard some stories.
A couple weird threesome orgy type situations. We have problems. Scopo, first or worst?
First.
What was your first threesome, buddy?
I was, I didn't bang any of the chicks, but I got my dick sucked and was making out with two girls. One was blowing me and one was making out with
both
me.
Both black chicks?
No. White chicks. This is my best night of sexual wise because I hooked up with twins in the same night. And then I hooked up with one of the twins. I believe any Scopo
story.
One
of like, yeah, dude, then I beat up Mike Tyson's...
You participated in incest.
Oh, well, no.
Did the twins hook up?
No. I made out with...
That's not incest.
I made out with one twin, and then like an hour later, I was making out with another one, and then that one was the only one that blew me. And then I was fingering a girl. A girl was making out with me at the same time.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was because my buddy couldn't get hard because he had two chicks and he couldn't get hard. And I was, I walked in the room because I was like, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. I was like, well, you have to fucking leave. I was driving. And I was like, I was like, let's get out of here. And then
Bobby Kelly's
like,
gotta
no.
go.
Then let's get out of here.
Scopo even features for his friend's sex lives.
Yo, give me a guest spot.
Sorry. So what happened now?
So one of the girls was getting pissed off that he couldn't get hard. So then she came over to me, and then she started blowing me. And then I was like, come on, just put it in. But we were like 18, so we didn't have a condom. So they're like, oh, if I get pregnant, my life's over. So they wouldn't fucking. I stuck it in for like maybe a second.
Yeah.
And then they were like, she's like, no, I can't do it. We would get pregnant. And I was like, whatever. Take care of it.
Yeah.
But then that was it. That's my first threesome story. Kind of blows.
It was also the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we know I'm not a storyteller, guys.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Can you drop the Chris Scopo Flow Runner? Drop.
Chris Scopo Flow Ruiner.
Can we also have a Matty Jester Skulls Flow Ruiner drop? Because you do it as well.
Yeah.
Can you make one?
You can just do that. Sure. Double one for now.
This just sucks. Matty has to do the voiceover for his own Flow Ruiner drop.
It's the least he could do.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know. Whatever. Who was my fucking first? I'll tell you my worst threesome, and I'll make it quick because I want to move on to other shit because this is... Whoa. Uh-oh. There we go. Matty, change the camera angle, buddy. Thanks, Scopes.
There we go. Let me fix that.
Yeah, huh?
Here, Matty, you fix that, and then we'll do that.
Baseball reflexes are good now.
That was really good, Scopa. You killed it. The worst threesome I ever had was me and Big J double-teamed a 450-pound girl who used to weigh 600 pounds in the closet of the Comedy Cellar. When I was like a year in comedy.
How big was that closet?
It was a huge closet. And I'll tell you right now, it fucking... I was saying this to Dave the other day. I talked about that. It's like, there's no way I would have ever done that if I wasn't just like a young comic looking up to Big J. Nobody wanted to do it. Nobody involved in that, except for the chick. I think the chick kind of didn't even really want to be there. But she was so fucking gross. And it was like, she was still like 400 pounds, but she had all of like the loose skin of somebody who lost 150 pounds.
Oh my God.
That was my worst, literally my worst moment of my life and my worst sexual experience. So, both at the same time.
Did you bust the nut?
No, not at all, dude. I didn't fucking come. I didn't, it just had, Jay left in the middle of it to go to a spot. So then it was just me making out with a monster in a closet.
Shut up.
It was awful.
Yeah. He didn't come back, right?
No, he didn't come back. It was awful.
What Lewis doesn't know is actually the girl left.
Maddie, do you not know how this works, buddy?
No,
here, give me this. Here, I got it, buddy. All right, Maddie, let's fucking let's get some hate mail going while I figure this out. All right.
You've got mail.
Why do you hate Luis J. Gomez?
That's a great word to use when describing him. He's very childish in the way he lives his life. Also, his views towards women are archaic. We didn't agree with their horrible viewpoints on women and sex in society.
Saying he's not a great father?
I mean, if I was going to flip a coin, I would say yes.
I let my haters be my motivators.
Hey, guys. We're back. Welcome back to the Real Ass Podcast. All right. What do we got here, Maddie?
All right. From the O&A subreddit. Finally got to listen to today's tax, and I want to break mail hole Luis J. Gomez's ribs.
Okay. That's me.
Why does this spick cocksucker have to constantly interject and make the story about him?
Because he's a narcissist.
Well, that's the literal answer.
Yeah.
About me being on Anthony Cumia's show the day after he got arrested.
Listen, a broken rib is a very serious thing to accuse someone of.
No, first of all, you fucking morons. They asked us to come on the fucking show. I didn't just go on the show. I didn't ask to come on the fucking show. Anthony, number one, was going to be late, so he wanted people to open up the show. And number two, Anthony wanted people to fucking bounce off of and to talk shit with. And to be honest, we made it really funny. I think if it was Anthony just addressing the camera, I'll tell you right now, Keith told me originally Anthony was just going to go on for like 15 minutes, say thanks for the support, and then say fucking goodbye. And I was like, Keith, no, he's got to do a full fucking show. And then he was like, all right, he's going to do a full show. And then they asked us to be on. And I think Anthony coming on and just, you know, talking about being arrested in a lighthearted way with a couple guys who are funny comics that he has a good relationship with was a way funnier way and a much better way to kind of diffuse the tension in the situation if you're going to come on. And by the way, in the Interrobang, they wrote an article saying, was it a good idea for him to come on the air or a bad idea? And, you know, Anthony, you know, obviously I'm not speaking about the specific scenario. I don't really know details about the specific scenario, but I know that his lawyer released a statement saying that he's going to be exonerated and he feels as if he's innocent of the charges. So if you feel that way and you're a broadcaster, why wouldn't you come on and just, you know, talk about things in an honest way? So I thought
what you could talk about.
Yeah, what you could talk about. You know, I thought it was a real ass move to come on and do it. You know, and to not say, oh, I'm not going to come on. What do you have to hide? If you feel as if you're going to be exonerated, what would you have to hide? You know, and the reason we were there is because Anthony wanted us to be there, and I thought it was great. I thought it was a really great piece of broadcasting and radio. Next piece of hate mail.
All right, from the tax subreddit, can someone explain the appeal of Luis J. Gomez to me? Seriously, I just don't find the guy funny at all.
It's true.
I like Big J and the others fine, but I don't find... Yeah.
Dave the other Smith.
But I don't find Lewis funny, even sort of.
It's true.
In fact, he came across as a bumbling boob on the Bennington Thanksgiving show. Is there something I'm missing? I don't want to hate on the guy, but I guess I just haven't found something he does that clicks with me. Maybe it's his brazen abrasiveness. I'm a Puerto Rican rattlesnake and a real ass dude.
How do you know he did that voice with that?
It's
quotes.
I'm reading it.
That's how quotes. That's how you hear me.
But that's how everyone hears you.
You could have fucking said it. You did the impression that you think of me.
Well, I noticed the quotes after I started reading the sentence, so right, I figured I might as well
continue,
know, spruce it up. But he's basically Carlos Mencia to me right now.
What? Carlos Mencia? No, I don't steal Zach's jokes. He writes them for me.
He pays them, okay?
Yeah. I give him $25.
Yes. Every Tuesday at 9
that's
o'clock.
Not thievery, okay? That's gift.
That is a business deal.
Right, Mike R. or Jew in the house. Is that not a business transaction?
That's a business. Yeah, are you okay with it, Zach?
Yeah.
There we go.
My buddy.
There we go. See? You're just wrong. No stealing happening. all right, go fuck yourself.
But if you need an agent to broker this deal, let me know.
Mike is the one.
I'll be happy to take $2.50 off this.
Listen to me. I'm not for everybody. I've said that before. But I'll also tell you this much. I make terrible first impressions. I'm going to assume this guy's only heard me a couple times.
First and second.
I make terrible first through fifth impressions.
Right.
Yeah.
You meet me six times, mm-hmm. You're going to slowly start to fall in love with me.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's true.
Yeah, 3-4 times doesn't do you
it
justice.
It doesn't. No.
Do you justice.
The first time, you're going to literally hate me.
The only good impression Lewis makes is the one people do of him.
It's pretty good, Zach. It was pretty good.
Is that $25 good?
No. Is that all the hate mail today, Maddie?
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you say you had one more? Somebody challenged me?
Oh, yes. I'll just read the text.
You got a text?
Yes. Well, my brother...
Time the fuck out. That's not hate mail. That is a person in your life that hates me.
That's a threat.
I was trying to get at that before. You were saying for the show. I was like, I'm just trying to let you know.
Hold on.
Maddie's girlfriend.
He's like, dude, I got a thing. Somebody wants to fight you. And I'm like, I'd use it for the hate mail segment. He was like, okay, that's not hate mail.
I'll not say it.
No, now you have to say it, you fool.
I know.
Say it.
I tried to warn you. All right, I got a text from my brother yesterday. One of his friends wants to fight you. He says you can hit him and he'll just grapple you.
So I'm allowed to throw punches.
Yes.
And he's just going to grapple me.
Those are the rules as stipulated.
Is that hate mail?
I told him this before. I said it's not really hate mail because I think he's a fan.
It sounds like fan mail. Yes.
Yeah. It's like okay. Someone wants to be your buddy.
That's it. New segment.
Fan mail.
Fan mail for Lewis. I like this. No. This is actually a more positive spin on the hate mail segment. Why didn't we think of this before? We could have just done
self-esteem.
We could have done fan mail as opposed to hate mail.
Yeah.
Brilliant, Maddie. Thank you. I'm assuming that this guy
just a bunch of letters for Zach
is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu practitioner.
Yes.
How far along is he?
He is a purple belt.
I accept
you
the challenge.
You can take him.
I accept the challenge. What? I'm going to fuck this pussy up. I'm going to fuck this pussy up.
What is a year training?
That no, homo? You got probably a couple of years to get purple.
I don't even know if I want to influence this at all.
What do you mean you don't want to influence it?
You're finished.
First of all, if you guys don't know, next week, Tuesday night, Legion of Skanks, the 29th of December.
Coming. I'm laying bets.
You should come. If you guys, if anyone wants to come, it's going to be open to the public. I'm having a mixed martial arts fight with our intern, Jew Thug intern Mike. He's gone too far. He's gone too far, and I'm going to put a beat down on him, and then I'm going to fire him if he doesn't win the fight. And the stipulations is if he wins the fight, not only does he get to beat me up on the show, but every show for a month, he gets to flick my hat off my head as the show opens up. And completely disrespect me. He gets 30 seconds to say whatever he wants to my face. So I'm very confident that I'm going to beat him. And I don't want to look past my opponent, Jew Thug Mike, because that's not what a professional does, okay? I'm focused on Tuesday night. New Jack from ECW is going to be guest refereeing. If you guys want to come, email legionofskanks@gmail.com. It's going to be from the Kumio Studios on 35th Street. You guys are more than welcome to come and watch the fight. We're going to need you guys to be in a circle around us so we don't smash our head on any hard objects.
That's what I was
going to
say, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are also going to be participating as the cage if you guys want to come out. So email legionofskanks@gmail.com. We want a lot of people there. It's going to be a lot of fun. New Jack will be guest refereeing. Our buddy Brooklyn Chris from the High Society Radio Show is going to be bringing $100 worth of cocaine to offer New Jack before the fight. There's so many elements that are going to be amazing for this show. But if I get through my fight with Jew Thug intern Mike, I accept the challenge for this purple belt.
Don't accept any challenges yet.
The gayest of the colors of all the belts, this purple belt, I will accept this challenge. I get the strike, so I'm allowed to kick him in the head, punch him in the head. He can only grapple.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. I feel like that's a stupid move on his part. Because, look, he's good at grappling, I'm sure. But, I could always land a shot. All he's got to do is choke me. I'm just tap. I'm done. All right. Well, I guess that guy who knows jiu-jitsu choked me out. I got to just land one head kick. And then he's fucking done out.
Lewis, you have no pairs of pants that would allow you to head kick.
What are you wearing for the fight? Are you going to go full UFC gear? Are
no,
you
going to wear some gloves? I'm going to wear something. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Well, yeah, we are doing. Yeah, we're doing gloves.
You going shirtless?
No. Are you crazy? I'm not in shape. Talk to me in February.
Wear a Speedo like Dennis Holman.
Why didn't you postpone the fight then? You get an injury.
No. I'm not doing that. let me see. I'm checking in on the real ass poll. Threesomes. Awesome or overrated? 54% say awesome. 46% say overrated. That's it. That's it, guys. All right. So let me really quick. How much time? Maddie, where are we at? Are you keeping time on the show?
Yeah, 1:15.
Okay. So we got like 15 minutes left, guys. A couple things I wanted to talk about. Where did my fucking notes go? All right. Let's talk about this shit. This actually kind of reminds me of Micah's story. Did you see another teacher got arrested for banging her student?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Yeah. Maddie, can you pull up the teacher's face for the people that are watching live? This chick, she's really pretty, okay?
A lot of them are really hot, too. Like, really hot.
I get it. Look, I get it. Here's the thing, right? It's so funny because the double standard is there, obviously. You know.
I mean, yeah, Micah wanted to bang a 16-year-old boy.
I actually don't think it's creepy. So.
I mean, yeah, he was like a man, you know, a real dumb one.
Here's the thing. I don't think it's creepy if a 28-year-old female teacher wants to fuck her 16-year-old male student. I really don't think that's creepy. I get it completely. I get why that would turn her on. I do think it's creepy if a 28-year-old male teacher wants to fuck his female student.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think
it's creepy, and it's just because we're predators, and we're constantly on the prowl. So it just comes from like watching this man, this adult man, on the prowl for this young girl. It just seems like it's fucking... And it's like a 28-year-old woman, it doesn't seem like she's on the prowl. It seems like this 16-year-old's on the prowl for that teacher. Just if you step back and watch it happen, like his fantasy is like being fulfilled. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I think that's a weird assumption. Like that 16-year-old girl's fantasy is probably being fulfilled. There's a lot of girls in high school who want to fuck their teachers.
Yeah, I don't know. But
every girl that loves Marc Maron, that's a girl that wanted to fuck her teachers in high school.
Or their dads.
Yeah.
I mean, right. Yeah, but that, you know, look, you're probably right, but I still think there's just something about the chase. There's just something about typically And I guess you got another nuance of each situation, but typically the guy is going to be the aggressor and the guy is going to try to fuck, you know, and I'm assuming that's what happened in most of these. 9 out of 10 times that's what happens.
I don't know. When me and my friend took down our kid, it was all our orchestration. He was like this bumbling boob. You know, I mean, like, once it came down to business, you know, like, he had agency. But until then, we set the whole thing up.
I mean, it's also a little different with a threesome, you know, because I guarantee you.
She's the one who caught him. It's like the oldest to youngest disparity. She tracked him. She caught him. She caged him.
Well, she's also older. She's a little bit of a perv that she liked this. She was 19. Younger, innocent kid.
He was 16 or 17. That's a lot. That's not pervy compared to 28 versus 16.
Yeah, no, but I think she's a little pervy for wanting to do it. I just don't find it that creepy. As an outside bystander, I'm not going like, oh, what a fucking creep. But what's turning her on, it's the same exact thing. The same thing that's turning a 28-year-old man about fucking a 16-year-old girl is that it's this younger, innocent fucking kid, you know, and that.
Yeah, but you can control a young girl's mind. A guy can control a young girl's mind easier. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's kind of easy.
I don't know. That's not true because I've been controlled by every chick I've ever dated. Yeah, and I'm an adult.
When you're 12 years older and you're in a position of power as a guy, it's easier to get a girl.
Well, that's, I guess, the reason where there's this huge moral issue is because it's not just a 28-year-old woman fucking a 16-year-old kid. It is a teacher who's exactly in a position of power, in a position
where she's... that's fucking so hot.
Well, I know. That's exactly it, dude. I mean, if you're that kid, I mean, look at this chick right here. I mean, she's really that's her headshot, or her mugshot. That's her at her worst. She looks pretty fucking hot.
Ooh, I want to see a picture of that kid though.
I don't think they show the kids.
Take a wild guess. Black.
I wanna put my.
Did she get double teamed?
No, she fucked. No, she two fucked
one
kids.
Kid for okay. a while. Then mm-hmm. fucked one of his friends. He found out.
Got pissed.
And then fucking ratted her out, which is what happens every time. The dude tells a parent or tells somebody at school.
If you're
fucks himself.
If
up.
You're a teacher, you gotta just go at one. You gotta live and die by one student. You can't go more.
Switch schools or something.
No, you know? you gotta threaten to kill that kid's parents if he tells anybody. You gotta make it really.
No, he has all the power. That's the problem. That's why you can't fuck somebody
you
else.
You can't fuck a kid, okay? You can if you're that hot of a teacher. You cannot fuck a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah, he has to and tell his friends.
He's got to tell his friends. That is half the fucking excitement of doing it is bragging to all of your friends that you're banging that hot teacher. That's that.
That is very true.
You know, like, look, it's hot in general, but look, to be honest, I'm sure there's hot 17-year-old girls in the school that will fucking run circles around this girl.
I probably hate that bitch now.
You know, but the fact that it's your teacher, she's hot, like that story. Is the ultimate fucking...
She's probably new to the school. She was that new hot teacher.
God damn it. Ugh. Look at that. But I mean, look, here's the thing, man. In a weird way, I wouldn't have a problem if they made the law, like the male age of consent lower than the female age of consent. Is that sexist of me to say?
I think so, yeah.
Very, as a matter of fact, answer. I do. I really do. I really do. 15 for boys, 17 for girls.
That's ludicrous.
No, it's my favorite rapper.
I mean, at that point, you're just making arbitrary guesses as to age. I mean, there's a lot more like, how about grade that they've passed or intellectual, you know, some kind of measurement,
SAT score.
Yeah, reason skills. Well, SAT.
I still wouldn't be able to fuck a teacher.
Yeah, no one wants to. Meanwhile, now all the teachers can only fuck the smart kids. Who wants that?
Oh, shit. I mean, look, SAT scores, no, but you're right. Maybe there is some sort of maturity criteria. Right. Maybe we're only thinking with our fucking five senses right now. We have to think outside of the box. What is some other type of criteria that there could be in place where you could fuck if you're a 13-year-old kid?
Like, if you can put a condom on a banana with your mouth, you can fuck.
Well, I think that should be one of the criteria. There should be a series of tests.
Right.
That's what actually a great idea. What if they're already sexually active with partners their own age?
Yeah, I think that should bump it.
And you can fuck 1 year up each year. Like, you graduate ages of fucks.
I think they should take that into consideration.
Yeah, if they're already fucking, you're not, like, cracking it open.
Yeah. If they fucked a bunch of people and they're being promiscuous.
You should totally exploit that. And
I think it's
you
more.
You just said promiscuous kids are in trouble.
More of the kid's game. How he can. I mean, at 16 years old, I would be fucking nervous as shit talking to a 28-year-old hot teacher. Oh, I mean, he's got to be.
Can you stutter in text?
Yeah, it's terrible. So he's got to have his game has got to be pretty fucking good. So he's definitely banging a bunch of chicks in school.
In order to just do anything deviant now, I mean, you have to just, you have to be a morally deprived person because there's so much shit out there. There's like, there's text messages, there's social media. You have to literally go, if you want to cheat on your girlfriend, you have to find a person that's just a piece of garbage. Be like, hey, look, are you just cool with being a piece of garbage? Be like, yeah, totally cool. All right, you're not going to say nothing. You're not going to say nothing. That's it. And you guys make that agreement. But there's no more hiding anything anymore. You can't fuck this teacher and then like write a Facebook post to one of your friends and expect that to ever disappear because now there's that little piece of fucking evidence out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. The game's over. This woman, her life is now ruined.
Because she trusted too much.
She got more. She wanted more. She wanted her cake and eat it too. She wanted both kids. You got to go with one kid and stick with that kid. That's the problem.
I have no problem with her doing that. I really don't. I almost feel like I'm being a feminist because I'm supporting a woman.
Okay.
I think she should be exonerated.
I'm supporting a woman. I'm saying if a man, listen to me, this is my version of 70 cents on the dollar, okay? She should get off, okay? Because she only makes 70 cents on the dollar. She gets to fuck kids now.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I mean, let's let everyone fuck. What feminism wants is not extra rights. We want equality.
So you want everyone to be able to fuck kids.
If she can fuck kids, everyone should fuck kids.
Guys, quote it. Micah Fox wants everyone to be able to fuck kids. Put that on Tig Notaro's Twitter. Wait, what, Maddie? You want to say? I see your mouth moving.
Oh, no, I had a Twitter poll.
What's your Twitter poll?
Put it out. Should legal age of consent be lower for males and females?
What does it say?
So far, 75% say yes.
Yeah, see?
75% of your audience is sexist.
Is that the real ass fans?
Yeah.
It's a real ass fan.
Still can't get over how hot this girl is.
They're not sexist. They're being real ass dudes right now. You don't think that there's something about that? There's just something about the predatory nature of men and the way that we approach sex. I really do.
I think that's true too, but like we're still talking about kids.
Yeah. He's not a kid though. He's 16. Yeah. That's not a kid.
By the eyes of the law, he is.
He's virile in the eyes of the real ass dude.
Mm-hmm.
Was your kid just a kid?
He was a man. Was he not a man for you?
Hey, man.
Maybe he's talked like a boy, but his dick was real.
People used to get married at 13. I don't, you know, like I'm saying anyone can fuck, but just equal.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do, let's close it out with the hammer fisting segment because I know Mike is going to know nothing about the sport of mixed martial arts.
Here's your go-to for all things in the world of MMA. It's the Matty Jester Skulls Hammer Fisting segment of the day.
Let's get it all!
All right. Had a big weekend of fights go down last Saturday. Three separate people called out Conor McGregor after their wins. Charles Oliveira, Rafael Dos Anjos, and Nate Diaz.
Okay.
So, what do you think of any of those fights?
All right. Good job, Maddie. Not a bad job today. Intro on the segment.
I felt it going really bad.
Conor McGregor. Do you know anything about Conor McGregor, Micah Fox?
Yeah, he was a, what is he, a janitor?
Did you know this, by the way?
At the Simpsons School.
What? Oh, no. 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 Get out of town. I did not know that, and Bisping didn't know that as of yesterday.
Maybe he didn't want to tell you.
No, he didn't know that. I'm telling you. We talked about his fight. That's crazy. Michael Bisping's fighting Anderson Silva in his return fight. What's the date?
I've been calling for that forever.
In February. February's UFC fight night.
Get the fuck out of here.
Way bigger news.
That's huge news. Maddie, go let Dave in. He's outside.
Okay.
That's huge news, my co-host on the countdown on SiriusXM. That just fucking got signed today. That's on SportsCenter. That's crazy. He's going to face Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva returning. And Bisping talking a lot of shit on Anderson Silva. We'll say this. We'll make it nice and easy.
Maybe you can go to the fight.
Maybe I can.
Ooh.
Anderson Silva gets popped for steroids. Coming back now. Can he repair his damaged legacy now that he's been caught, popped on steroids, lost to Chris Weidman the way that he lost to Chris Weidman? Chris Weidman now getting destroyed by Luke Rockhold. Can a guy who's fallen that far from grace ever come back, regain his championship, repair that legacy, and be still known as the greatest fighter of our time? Zach Amico, I will go to you.
No. I don't think he's got it in him. I think
if he needed the steroids at that point, I think coming back without him, I think his days are numbered.
Well, one of the things that Michael Bisping brought up on the show that will be out tonight on SiriusXM Rush 93, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, was, yeah, Anderson Silva was never tested in his career before that one time. So, and he got popped the one time that he was tested. The jury is still out. Was Anderson Silva...
Now, why wasn't he tested?
We don't know. He just wasn't. Was he one of Dana White's guys? A lot of favorable treatment and was never tested. So there's a lot of question marks surrounding whether or not he was always on steroids. Do you think he could ever fix that legacy? Or can he ever be anything but a fallen champion that can pop for roids?
I think he's done now. He lost the two fights to Weidman. And he's coming, steroids coming back. I mean, I don't know if Michael Bisping is a huge draw. So
Bisping's a huge draw.
Is he a huge?
This is a huge fight.
Huge
fight.
But if he loses this one, he's done. He'll probably just retire. He's like 35 now, right?
Look, here's the thing, and I'll put it in layman's terms. Who's the bicycler guy?
Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong. He got popped for roids.
He also fucking threatened people's lives too.
All right. Well, it's a similar thing, though. You know, Anderson Silva threatened people's lives with his fucking knees and elbows. I mean, literally.
No, he wasn't as bad as Lance Armstrong.
Could Lance Armstrong fix his reputation? Could he come back and compete at the highest level and be known as anything but a fucking cheater?
Nah, dude, he's got one nut.
Micah does not respect men that do not have both their nuts.
Hey, man.
Can Anderson Silva fix his legacy with a win and a run at the title, Matty Jester Skulls?
Why not?
Will he be known as anything but a cheat for the rest of his life?
To some, sure, but well, fuck it, whatever.
Here's the thing with
the cycling. Like, so many guys have been either accused or thought to, you know, or proven to be on something. So what's the difference?
Yeah, look, that's the other thing. It's like, you know, you're right. There's a lot of it in the sport, and the truth is, I think it's a lot more. It's steroid use is a lot more rampant than we actually think, and I do think that he has an opportunity to come back. If he comes back, knocks out Bisping, goes on a run, wins the title, tests clean, becomes a spokesman for clean fighting. Yeah, I mean, could he still be known as the best fighter of all time? MMA fans are very fair weather. Americans in general were very fair weather fans.
As good as Rockhold is with the new testing, if he can make a run at the title and beat Rockhold, then 100% that wipes the slate clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's done. Isn't he older? He's like 35, 36?
39.
He's like 39? Yeah,
he's going to be 40.
He's done.
Yeah, but dude, that motherfucker, listen, man, don't sleep on Anderson
Silva. Dude, I watched Luke Rockhold's fight, whatever his name is. That guy was a monster.
Yeah, he's crazy. All right, look, we're going to get out of here now. What do we plug in? Mike, you got anything to plug?
Me, Mike, or Micah?
Micah.
Oh, yeah.
It's Maddie.
Listen to my podcast, This Week in Jackin. Lewis has been on it.
I have been on it. Yeah.
You can find out the very first thing he masturbated to the last. We have lots of comedians and other interesting people on. That's on Cave Comedy Radio, This Week in Jackin. I host with Chris Laker. And come out to the Village Underground January 19th. I'm going to be on an amazing show at 8 p.m. there.
Nice. Very nice. Micah Fox, very funny. Follow her on Twitter, Micah Fox, all that fun stuff. Zach, anything going on?
Just follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny.
Perfect. Scopes?
Get me on Twitter at Chris Scopo and go to ChrisScopo.com.
Very cool. And yeah, guys, make sure you go to GomezComedy.com, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Whoa, that's loud, Maddie. That is very loud, my friend. Still very loud. What'd you say?
I'm going to come out and do it on my thing because it's...
No, it's fine. Don't worry
about
it.
Set volume on this.
Just shut it.
Go. Sorry.
January 6th and 10th, Comics at Mohegan Sun. Come out to that. And yeah, I don't know. We'll check you next week. Real Ass Podcast, Gas Digital. Peace.
That's all, folks.